This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Friday, I think it was right during the show, it was announced that Trump had the Rona. Dan, I don't know if you've been keeping up on this all weekend long with regards to our president's condition with regards to Corona.
Yes.
This is a video I think he released yesterday.
It's from the doctors. This is an incredible hospital, Walter Reed. The work they do is just absolutely amazing, and I want to thank them all. The nurses, the doctors.
He looks good.
Looks great.
Like is this a big nothing burger?
No, this is a something burger. It's just that they're trying to make more of a story out of it than there is. And so because there was a little bit of confusion as to whether or not he had oxygen put on for even the 30 seconds, they're saying that, you know, that the whole White House staff is lying and that we have no idea what's going on with Trump, that he's really dying when he's not. I mean, it's just the vitriol that I saw over the weekend is really disgusting because, you know, even if your worst enemy is sick, you don't really wish ill upon them.
Well, there's a couple I would, but not for the most part.
When it's the head of a state, you don't do that. And
the people I want to die are at the head of nothing.
No, they're people that have personal vendettas on. But yeah. I'm talking about, like, you know, even if you really, really, really vehemently hate Nancy Pelosi, I don't wish her to die. I don't wish any ill will upon her. I don't wish, you know, that upon any human being. It's just not appropriate. And so when you saw some of the comments that were just circulated around about Trump, it's just disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. People have no sense of honor, class, or respect anymore. And that's the thing that bothers me the most. Now, Trump's getting better. He's taken remdesivir. He took a cocktail of monoclonal antibodies. And he's on steroids.
Why are they telling us exactly what he's on? Like, I don't know.
It's not really our business, you know?
Well, because if they don't, well, then everybody will second guess.
But are they being honest? I mean, that's the whole thing. I don't. Never.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
Is everybody here? I've also gotten to meet some of the soldiers and the first responders, and what a group. I also think we're going to pay a little surprise.
Now, hold on. If you're the president and they got you stationed at Walter Reed for a couple days on a, you know, Corona, we're keeping an eye on it, pumping you full of all this cool. Don't you think you should have like a hospital gown schmock on, or at least like, you know, UCLA t-shirt or something?
No, they want him to look official.
Yeah.
Like that work didn't stop.
Rise.
This didn't slow him down. Didn't slow the country down. That's what they want.
Patriots that we have out.
If I was a president, I'd be wearing sweatpants every once in a while.
Wait, is he on?
They wanted him to look formal because, just like Blitz said, it looks like he's fine. But if he's wearing a suit, he looks fine. If he's wearing gym clothes, looks like something's wrong.
I'm assuming that he's not in an even like a, I don't know why I envisioned him being in like a normal hospital bed. He's probably in this swanky, looks like a hotel suite.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, Walter Reed has like a whole wing just for the president if they ever got to come. There's offices and
yeah, and that's only
quarters.
If he has to come.
So
yeah.
It's like a hotel room with like a hospital stuff
yes,
in there.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So Blitz, you're saying that they have like a whole presidential wing.
Oh yeah,
in case he.
I mean, look where he is.
Yeah,
like, that's,
I mean, that's the
hospital
he's in right now. Yeah. That, I mean, that picture.
They should have had him down just down to his underwears.
He is. You just can't see
just
it.
Just in his boxers. Be like, yeah. Here, you can see.
He's not wearing pants.
He was actually Porky Pig in it. Yeah.
He has no pants on.
And they've been out there for a long time, and they've got Trump flags, and they love our country. So I'm not telling anybody but you, but I'm about to make a little surprise visit. So perhaps I'll get there before you get to see me. But I just, when I look at the enthusiasm, and we have...
I think Donald's lost.
Well, he posted this to Twitter. Because right after this, he left and drove around thanking the
man. If
supporters.
I was the president, I'd be like, "Hey, security, give me one of those badass golf carts. I'm gonna go rip roaring around a little bit."
It's probably not a good idea when you have COVID.
Yeah, they won't let you drive. You're not allowed to drive if you're president.
Bull crap. If you're the president,
you're not allowed to drive.
Like who's gonna overrule you?
The Secret Service.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
you gotta protect the president.
Listen, Steve Nixon,
you are not allowed to drive.
Oh, who says who?
Says us.
I'm the commander in chief, buddy.
Too bad.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Steve, let me drive this a little bit, buddy.
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
That's what you tell the guy.
Sorry, Mr. President.
Hey, listen, I'll call your boss's boss and put in for a big-time promotion.
Sorry, Mr. President.
What about if he misses driving? Like, do they let him drive around the backyard a little bit? Like, you know.
I don't think so.
If I was president, I'd have my own go-kart track down there so I'd keep tight on my skills.
He's ever had are people that love the job we're doing. We have more enthusiasm than maybe anybody. So,
and I got to Rona, and I'm fine.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really...
Didn't they say he's got, like, hamster embryo or something like
what?
That?
What?
He's got something like...
Yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. They threw in some hamster embryo.
I thought I saw...
What are you saying?
I thought I saw that he was on some real...
What, did Precision John send you another Facebook link?
Going to school. This is the real school.
I thought that he has, like, from, like... hamster embryo something.
What?
Some real cutting technology deal.
This isn't the let's
read somebody cocktail?
Yeah, it was from hamsters. Or something. Maybe they tested it on hamsters. I know I saw hamsters somewhere, and that wasn't the porn that I was on this weekend.
You know what was really funny, and I mean, not to you guys probably, but to me, is that Sanjay Gupta was talking about his monoclonal antibodies. And antibodies are little proteins that attack a foreign body and then sort of highlight it to your body so your body can see it's something wrong. So essentially it's like a yellow flag that sticks onto a bad virus or a bacteria or some kind of foreign body. And it's just a protein. And Sanjay Gupta kept calling them cells. And so I think people were a little confused as to what actually was given to
Trump. I think only
Trump.
Doctors really care about that stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Well, he was just given the antibodies. He was given antibodies, the little proteins that attack the virus.
Trump
was given that, yes. And in a way that's never been up. It's
not how it happened. I got insider. He called The Rock up, see what The Rock did, and The Rock told him.
He called Chris Cuomo.
How to get through it. Rock said, Donald, it's the toughest thing me and my family ever did, but we went down and we sweated out of the gym. We took some steroids.
And we had no symptoms.
Get
well,
it.
I mean, The Rock doesn't like Trump anymore. So.
Stand it. And it's a very interesting thing, and I'm going to be letting you know about it. In the meantime, we love the USA, and we love what's happening. Thank you.
He doesn't look sick. He doesn't look like he's on his deathbed. He looks fine.
Whatever.
I mean, you could tell by looking at him, he was a little bit sick, but he looked fine.
Yeah.
Is he going to be okay?
Yeah.
He abruptly left the hospital, like, right after, which was weird, because they said his oxygen dropped, and then he just left.
He drove around and then came back there, I believe.
Bubba, were you talking about how they did experiments on golden hamsters and monkeys on the COVID? Because that was in the article.
Droplets. What?
Oh.
They did experiments on hamsters. That was in the article.
Oh, it was in the Trump article?
Yeah.
What did it say?
For testing the Regeneron.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew I saw hamsters somewhere. So the stuff that they used on Trumps, they've tested on hamsters, yes or no?
Yeah, and monkeys.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's different than injecting hamster embryos into them. It's a little different.
Maybe not me.
Close.
I don't know.
Close. I guess it's close.
Here's what is known about Trump's COVID-19.
According to who?
Well, I don't know.
Now, what's the source?
Is it official, or is this like just somebody who's speculating?
Science, sciencemag.org.
What?
Science Mag.
since you sent this article to me, let me, why don't you give us the update? Oh, late breaking news from the BRN newsroom. It's Lummy and our Washington correspondent. Lummy, what's up with the latest treatment of Donald Trump and the COVID-19?
He got a cocktail of a combination of two antibodies directed against the key protein of the virus that causes COVID-19. I can't say these words.
Lummy just heard cocktail and went, yeah.
Angiotensin converting enzyme 2, ACE2, targeting region is dubbed the, yeah.
Angiotensin converting enzyme. It's like ACE inhibitors. That's what that means.
Yeah. And the genes for the immune protein.
Lummy, what you could do is
toss it over to you.
Be like, no, Bubba, thank you for asking, but let me throw it over to our resident doctor, Dr. Dan Diaco. He might be able to give us some further insight.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. Thenewdealshop.com. Promo code Bubba. Is fecal transplant... Okay, hold on. Fountain of Youth. Oof. Is a fecal transplant procedure may turn back clock on aging brain.
What?
Scientists look for ways to extend life. A new study suggests that the answer to healing older brains may be hiding in your younger gut. Researchers say that fecal transplants not only affect your gut health, but they also can affect your brain too. An international team finds fecal transplants from older to younger mice impacts the learning and memory abilities of the recipient by altering the gut micro, whatever the hell. So what do? You take
microbes.
So you take out, Dan, how
from
do you do
old
this?
Old to young?
You take a scoop of poop and put it in the other one's colon.
Yep. And they do
it's
that.
It's that easy.
Yep. Hold on. Simply put, fecal transplants involve taking stool from a healthy person and placing it in the colon of somebody else's.
How are they getting it in? Are they opening you up, or are they just...
Like a scoop of peanut butter, you know? I mean, just you take it out of one, you put it in the other.
No, I know, but they put it like up
Can
your
Can I get two scoops?
Oh.
Like way in your gut.
Way up in there.
And humans, the recipient is usually someone who's very sick and has some type of bacterial infection.
Yep.
Since the gut contains both good and bad bacteria, using antibiotics can sometimes get rid of the helpful ingredients of your body, blah, blah, blah. So, Dan, do they usually say, hey, Bubba, you got some real healthy number two, and Seth has some, you know, not so healthy number two, so we're going to take a couple of whatever of your number twos and put it into Seth's number two?
Or just, like, you know, that works. It's that simple.
That is what they do.
It's a reverse enema.
But what's the delivery mechanism, Dan? Medically, what's the delivery mechanism medically?
I'm sure they use some kind of
syringe,
like scope, and then they just inject it.
So that's clocked out by Obi, $10 cash.
So they thank you, sir. So they go get like a straw or like a big tube.
Turkey baster.
Just a spoon.
Oh.
I don't know, Bubba. I haven't done it. It's not something that I went to medical school because I really wanted to like spend my life doing fecal transplanting. But
what if it was all the rage? What if all of a sudden, you know,
it says they're usually performed during a colonoscopy or during a nasoduodenal tube.
Oh, that means that they'll do it through your nose and
no!
do it from the front side.
No,
on the front side. So they'll do it through your nose in a tube that goes down to your stomach, essentially.
So you're literally eating shiz.
Just be quiet, literally. Anna. You're not eating anything.
Yeah, if it's going down your mouth.
No, it's not going in your mouth. It's going up your nose.
It's going up your nose, down your throat,
your
and into
your throat. You eat it.
No, what? You eat things through your mouth.
Well, it goes down your throat.
You're not eating it. It's being medically
eaten.
Well, it's like a feeding tube.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
It says that's not very common. The most common is during a colonoscopy procedure.
Yeah, that means you're already out, and then they just go ahead and do a transfer willy.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
That seems to be, you know, the way you'd want to do it. Seth, speaking of which, how is your...
Or just be second in line in the pegging.
There you go, Danning. Just Danning it up.
That's not really Danning it up.
No, that is. That's Danning it up.
Really, come on.
No, it really is. Listen, it's my show, and I know when something's getting Danned up.
So that's your judgment?
Yes, it's my judgment. It's my show. And so, like, Blitz, do you understand the Danning it up dynamic? Like, you just went one too far. Like, you just didn't have to bring the pegging in. It was implied. Am I the only one that feels that way, that I just got Danned up and everybody now afraid to say that he just throwed a Dan up? Or
oh, you got Danned up.
Danned up.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Seth, how do you feel?
I was fully numb from the conversation you guys were having, so I can't.
Well, did he Dan it up a little bit when he went to the pegging deal?
I'm not a good character witness. I wasn't well. I was unwell. I was unwell during the fecal transplant conversation.
And I heard, brought back bad memories.
Yeah, I was like, I think I was in a weird state, and then you said Seth, and I was like, yeah. And you're like, speaking of yours, and I'm like, I'm up. What's up? Hi.
So you'd rather not make a ruling on whether he Danned it up or not. You'd rather just stay, you know, Switzerland on the Danning it up deal. If you want to stay out of the Danning it up, deal, then say so.
Well, I'm not. You know, Dan does have the tendency to Dan it up like nobody else can, and. I guess if there was an overwhelming ruling that he Danned it up, then there's no denying that he did, but that's what makes Dan special.
Anna, did he Dan it up?
I always like peg talk, so I didn't mind it.
But it was Danned up.
Yeah, sure. It was.
All right.
No big deal, Dan. Don't let it ruin your day.
It won't. It's okay.
Today I have to go. So I've been drinking a little bit of water, and so my bathroom's right outside the door, and there's really not... People aren't supposed to be going in there. Dan can, but I thought Dan and I had like a little bit of an agreement where if the green room was full and the second one was full, then mine was overflow and everybody else would have to wait. Dan happens to be one that could just jump right on in. I don't have a problem with Dan being in there. It's not like my bathroom's special or anything. It's not. It's not any cleaner. It's not any better. It's special.
It's got a shower. It's got lights.
It's got a shower in there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So I've never been in there.
So anyway, today I got to pee. I got to pee bad. And I go in there, and Dan! Now, it wouldn't have been so bad if the green room bathroom was occupied. Then that's the natural protocol. I'd be like, okay, I get it, Dan. But Dan, you didn't even try to go to the green room. You just stopped off right there, buddy.
It's that. Those aren't the rules you gave me, Bubba. You said you can use that bathroom anytime. I rarely use it. And Anna usually runs to the other bathroom. And then Lummy's the one stinking up the third bathroom.
All right, well, you can use it anytime you want, buddy.
I'm sorry, but if you look on the go, just give me a little, you know, I'm sorry.
But
I drink 45 Monsters, so I'm always going to the bathroom.
Dan ran out of there really fast when you knocked on the door.
Oh, yeah.
And then I heard you coming, and then I had to yell that I was in the other one. I didn't want you to rip my door off.
I don't really like that green room bathroom at all. I don't like that at all.
It scares me.
It's too big.
Yeah.
Too big.
We could almost make two bathrooms. If we were going to keep that a bathroom, Blitz, I could almost put two urinals in there.
You could. Then we can get more dudes in there.
Just put a trough.
Yeah, like
the wall.
At my racetrack, I just got a trough.
Yeah, let's do a trough.
Do you really?
At my racetrack in the pits, it's just literally a
Seth's
trough.
That's not gonna like.
So
that.
Every time Seth goes to the bathroom, I'll go too, just to give him some.
Yeah, and you can look and you look down at the guy's wiener.
Like, hey, dude, what happened to your ding ding?
Can't you just go? I'd rather just go outside.
And there's no doors anywhere, Seth.
Oh.
Well, we're going to fix that.
Oh, God.
I was there all weekend long.
You can just walk by and look in.
At Bubba Raceway Park, getting it ready for the October 31st, 2020 to win Support Your Candidate deal. October 31st, and a $300 costume contest for the kids, too.
Oh, nice.
Saturday, October 31st. Seth, of course, you're invited.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that you'd ever go up there.
I would love to go to Ocala one day.
I like Ocala.
I'm not
so
even joking.
Slow up there.
Yeah, I like life when it's slowed down.
Blitz, I ate at Zaxby's on Saturday. You ever been to Zaxby's?
I ate there Friday.
You did?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one in Oldsmar.
Oh. Do they have one in Oldsmar?
They do.
Oh.
There's a bunch of them.
No, there's not a bunch around here.
There's more than there used to be.
Oh. Used to be not very many.
There's one like a few exits south of Ocala that I used to go to when you guys first bought the truck. It was the only one around. I'd go there every now and then.
So Friday night, I made the mistake of going to Chick-fil-A, and I think there's only one Chick-fil-A in all of Ocala. Like,
how long was the line?
Oh, my God.
But hold on. Every Chick-fil-A is like that, even hold around on. Here.
So you pull in.
Probably had a double drive-through Willie.
Quadruple. They had two lanes that went into four lanes. Yeah, now, hold on. They
what
got
a,
it
what
down.
What a machine.
They got it down.
They really do.
But it still was 20 minutes. Once I got it, I'm like, man, I'd just rather go get me some McNuggets.
No, and how do you, Chick-fil-A is kind of pricey. I mean, yeah. How do you handle that? Did you have a coupon or something?
No, I just, you know, whatever.
Have some points.
I just had a number one with no pickle, add cheese. It really wasn't that, but like $6.
Oh, yeah.
$6. It had to be more than that. The sandwich itself is like $6.
I don't know what it was. I actually put it on my debit card and it went through. Usually they say no. I mean, it went through. I'm like, woo!
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Hello, who's this?
Morning, Bubba. It's Brian Troy.
Yeah, what's going on?
I thought about something, Nick Russell, for the past 2 weeks.
What?
I found a radio show you can get on here in New York.
What? Now, listen, slow down and try to tell me what you're saying.
He said he found a radio show you can get on here in New York. However, he meant a station.
What are you saying, Blind
Troy? It was
Troy?
Pretty clear.
Yeah, I found a radio station we can get you on here in New York. It's
much better.
AM 1460 in New York.
AM 1460 in New York. I'll have Blitz look that up for me and tell me, you know, what is so special about AM 1460?
Well, for $500 bucks an hour, you can have your own show.
$500 an hour? That's $2,000 a day. If I had that kind of money, I mean, please.
Okay, listen to me, please. We can start advertising, cover your net costs, and then make you about $500 a day, plus all YouTube views and Instagram
views. Right.
He sounds like the guy at the end of a car commercial just saying all those disclaimers.
Wait, hold
on.
I like what he's saying here. How are we going to make the money? This equates to what, 10 G's a week to have a show, Bubba? If we're doing $2,000 a day, okay. So how do we monetize?
Hey, by the way, $10,000 a week? Nobody can make money with that.
Troy, how much power does this station have?
It's an AM station. It's in New York Shell. It goes down to mid-Manhattan and
It's a 500-watt station.
Yeah.
It goes a quarter of a mile, but that could reach a quarter of a million people.
Yeah, yeah, no, York. I mean, it's in the middle of New York, so that's why.
It could. It gives a potential reach of, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Isn't New York a ghost town right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that they're all home listening to the radio. This could be our chance, Bubba.
Now, does AM 1060...
Hold on, you didn't say so. This is owned by William O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, I know William O'Shaughnessy.
Oh, Billy!
Right.
Billy O'Shaughnessy and I go way back to, you know, the power
pit. Well, he was the author of Airwaves in 1999.
So where did you find this stupid deal at, Troy?
I used to work for the AM station. I used to work for 19.5.
How much you have to pay to work there? You have to give them a couple hundred bucks a day to work there?
Yeah, $300 back when I had the show. It was in the middle of the night. Jesus. We made $500 a night because we sold advertising.
Mm.
And are you saying that you work for Bubba the Love Sponge when you're trying to broker these deals? I hope you are.
Well, I'm trying to just get Bubba in New York.
Did you call this station and say, "Yeah, I just want to let you know I'm Brown Troy and I represent Bubba the Love Sponge"?
Yeah, I called them. I used to work for them and told them what they wanted to do.
I know. What'd you say to them? Hello, AM 1060. How may we help you?
Hey, my name is Troy Brown. My name is Troy. I used to work for you a long time ago. I used to have a show in the early morning hours. I wonder about getting on my favorite radio show.
Didn't you rape a janitor?
No, I didn't rape anybody.
Are you the blind guy?
Well, no, I'm not blind. I wasn't blind back then.
We don't want to push out their morning show because from 6 until 9 every morning they have Good Morning Westchester.
Yeah. I mean, Good Morning Westchester. They're paying top dollar for that, you know? Please. They already got a sucker to buy mornings.
What's that rich place in New York that all the people
hang
in?
Hamptons.
Yeah, can we be heard in the Hamptons? Because we can have one kick-ass celebrity that likes us, invites us out there. We live there forever.
Yeah,
that's all we need.
We just got one rich iron sheik in the Hamptons.
Well, look at all the meaners in Manhattan right now in the Bronx in Harlem.
What?
Right.
Look at all the meaners in Manhattan and Harlem right now.
For real?
In Manhattan and Harlem.
No way. You wouldn't say so. You're kidding me. You're pulling my leg.
Is it true
There's
that
no
West,
way.
Is it true that Westchester is the best Chester? That's
I,
what they
I
say.
I don't know.
That's
West
what they
Chester
say.
Molester is what it is. It's
the people that live there say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some rich people
listen
there.
Listen to me, Blind Troy. Just keep doing what you're doing and keep me out of it, okay? Just keep doing what you're doing and keep me out of it, okay? You're a good listener. You're flim-flamming.
It's a deal, though. $10,000 a week, Bubba. We could do something with that.
Can you imagine what we could do with $10,000?
How about to do a Kickstarter to get the funds up first? See if they'll try that.
What?
How about to do a Kickstarter to get the funds up first?
Don't you start a Kickstarter because you'll take it all. No. You're just looking for money. Listen, you know what? We're doing okay. We're paying our bills right now on Twitch.
$10,000 a week, you can almost buy a pizza for that.
Yeah. For $10,000 a week, I'll buy a pizza and just do YouTube videos of me and a pizza, and that'll pay for itself.
Probably would.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which.
Blind Troy, keep trying. But hey, listen, buddy, I don't want to quell your enthusiasm. Keep shaking the bushes. Maybe something will shake out.
Hey, quick question. Remember last week when I asked you if Dr. Dan could do a commercial for me? And you said no.
Dr. Dan could do a commercial for you. Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to, he'll charge you. How much you got? How much money do you got?
I remember I sent you $100 already, but you did. You said, let me control this commercial.
What?
Couldn't do a commercial for me.
How much money do you have right now? And I'll tell you whether Dan can do your commercial or not. How much money?
How many zeros?
Already. I got $200 in the bank.
You got $200 in the bank.
And plus, I sent you
$100. How much do you got in the bank?
200.
All right. So if I needed 200, you could get me 200 real quick.
But you're going to give me a commercial?
Yeah. Well, we're negotiating this, Blind Troy. What type of commercial would you like?
Hey, Blind Troy.
Just have Dr. Dan send it for the Ferrari and do a beautiful about Dream Girls Gas. I'll write a script out for him.
Blind Troy, keep your money. I'm sure you have bills to pay.
Yeah, you got like eye drops and stuff, buddy. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we don't want to take your
money. I'll do it. I'll do it for $100.
Seth said Seth will do your commercial for $100. So
Dream Gas Girls. It's where all the guys go to fill up.
Hold on.
If you're horny and you need to fill up, go get a Dream Gas Girls.
Dream Girls Gas. Come on.
Dream Girls Gas.
Dream Girls Gas.
.com.
You need to fill up. You need manual relief. You need a Snickers bar. This is your stop. Dream Gas Girls.
No, Dream Girls Gas.
Dream Girls Gas.
.com.
.com.
I wish I had a way to record that.
Dream. Well, now
well,
on.
You do.
You do. I mean, a caveman said for $25, he'll get you a copy of it.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Cave said I can buy lunch for me and the little one for $25, cuz on our way to the trail.
A lot of cookies.
That's parking and a concession stand, Willie, at the trail.
I don't even need a script, Blind Troy. I'll just make it up.
All right, so here we go. Hold on. Hold on, Blind Troy.
Seth Kushner, big time talent for dreamgirlgas.com. And action.
Dreamgirlsgas.com. When I'm in Harlem, Brooklyn,
it's not
Yonkers.
Girls, it's Dream Girl Gas.
No, I think it's girls.
Dream Girls.
It's girls.
I got it right.
I'm so sorry to the talent, Seth Kushner. Take it away. Take two.
When I'm in Yonkers, Harlem, the mean streets of Manhattan, grabbing a snack, and I'm horny, and I need to fill up, I go to dreamgirlsgas.com. It's a website and it's a virtual gas station that'll give you manual relief and a free Slurpee. Thank you.
That's at least $1.25 all day, because I'm blind, Troy, with a 25 caveman processing.
And the best part is that website goes right to our Instagram.
That's so
yeah, I think we pay, we seal owns it or somebody like that. I don't know, JJ Jabroni or something. I don't even know who owns it. JJ Charger. Yeah, JJ Charger and Wags owns that. So, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Is that pretty much your business model?
Now, how can we get that money, kid? I mean, you know, services delivered. Now pay us.
Well, I sent you $200 already, so I'll send you another $25 later on, all right?
When did you send me $200?
I sent you $100 last time, about 2 weeks ago.
You sent me $100 like 6 months ago, buddy.
No, I sent you $100 2 weeks ago.
Blitz, when did he send us $100?
The first time it was about 6 or 7 months ago.
Right.
And he claims he did it again a week or two ago.
But you don't have any record. You're the one that gives records of this stuff.
There was somebody that sent some money, and it might have been him.
There was somebody that sent some money.
$150, $50 below me. And tribute for Dr. Dan to make a commercial, but
he wow. I mean, where's Bubba going to get his cut?
I don't want my cut from this guy.
Well, I mean, seriously, it does cost us money to get PayPal, but not that much.
It does cost us some money. Blind Troy.
Blind Troy. So Lummy and Dr. Dan apparently locked in to be your voiceover artists.
Well,
hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Have you heard Lummy's Prozite commercial? Lummy, could you freestyle a Dream Gas
Girls? Lummy, give us some Dream Gas Girls, Lummy.
Hold on.
Dream Girls Gas.
It's what we want it to be.
Lummy, it's dreamgirlsgas.com.
Dreamgirlsgas.com?
Hi, it's Lummy.
Hey, it's Lummy. And I'm representing dreamgirlsgas.com, where you can see girls with big boobs, big booties, in Harlem and New York, all area around. Get your gas, get your Snickers,
all area around.
And get looking at the big bosoms. Dreamgirlsgas.com.
Get it, Lummy. Sound good.
Was that Blind Troy that said sounds good?
That guy knows nothing about nothing. You're the biggest ass-booking me ever, and you're like, sounds good, everybody!
Come stare at the big boobies!
Well, let me please, well, my audience
What?
If you want to reach my audience, would be the same big boobies, so boobies sounds good.
Like an undercover sting operation.
Are we allowed to pull it out when we go to your gas station?
No, not really, because I don't want to go get thrown off on Twitch or YouTube.
What?
I won't tell anybody. I don't want to go off on Twitch or YouTube.
I don't care, I won't put it on there.
But I don't want you guys to get out. That's some kind of bouncy.
Alright, Blind Troy, you can tell we're bored today dealing with your nonsense.
Blind Troy.
Idiot.
Blind Troy, What's the guy's name, the first name of the money when he sent it?
I'm sorry?
The money that you sent, what was the guy's first name? We're looking up, see if you really sent us some money, because you probably
didn't.
You're a flim-flamming blind mother effer.
I said, DJ Troy's got the AOL from PayPal.
Oh, we never got that.
We never got that, you flim-flammer. You just got us $250. You son of a bitch.
Your blind dad said it to the wrong person.
I mean, we could have got $400 from Pro Insight on that deal. Giving them a high spot like that, buddy, you blind mother effer. Get off my phone!
You sent the money to Lexington
Steel. Stop calling me on the phone, you mother...
You sent the money to Lexington Steel.
Stop calling me on the phone, you mother...
Oh, man. Oh, you still got the thing on.
Hold on. Let me see what I got here. This guy here.
And new tonight from New Jersey, a hypnotist working in Fairfield now accused of sexually assaulting his clients. Prosecutors say Robert Bruckner subjected his clients to what was described as prostate exams. He was arrested yesterday. He's now facing charges of endangering the welfare.
And like that, was
your doctor, Zach?
Was he also a weed doctor?
You dabble in hypnotism, okay?
You got to put the stop somewhere.
Or maybe he was checking their colonic flora.
I'm still not okay, all right?
Subjected his clients to what was described as prostate exams. He was arrested.
And do you have that on your sign? Prostate exams? You know, like, do you advertise that? Like, that's a tough thing to advertise, ain't it?
Kind of just part of the package,
well,
I think.
One of them, it says, endangering the welfare of a child.
Objected his clients to what was described as prostate exams. He was arrested yesterday. He's now facing charges of endangering the welfare of a child and practicing medicine without a license.
Now,
so was he giving prostate exams onto kids?
Now, see, that's a whole nother deal, and that needs, now you need to get taken out back and shown the rabbits.
Right.
If you're giving kids prostate deals, right?
Show me your move.
Yep.
Jay's here.
Oh, Jay's here?
He is.
Now, did you guys see this?
Yeah.
This looked like, did they get any hacks in for real, or is it just
They were on the ground.
This is what Golden Tate
and Jalen Ramsey.
From the Rams and the Giants, respectfully. This is after the game, I think.
Rams have some nice looking uniforms.
They do. This isn't very good Rona protocol now, is it?
Nope.
How much the league's going to step in and be like, man, this is not. I mean, they're threatening to fine the coaches $100,000 for not having your Rona mask on.
No, they've already done that. They're threatening to take away picks.
Yeah.
Football fights are the dumbest.
It really is.
They really are. You got all this protective wear on.
You got the flying camera. In
you don't normally see it after a game, though. But that's the best time to fight.
What happened?
I wish you could really hear what they were saying to each other.
Dude, the long hair keeps throwing swings.
Mother F
65,
you.
He's going to get fined.
This guy right here?
65 or 95.
This
65.
Spicoli-looking son of a bitch?
Yeah. He's got, first of all, when you're in a fight, keep your helmet on.
Yeah. All the brothers know, only the white guys have their helmets. All the brothers know to keep your helmet on.
So
yeah.
Far, I haven't seen Jalen Ramsey nor Golden Tate.
They're both on the ground.
Oh, they're on the ground getting stomped in.
Why? How did this start?
Just some tic-tac stuff on the field.
No, Jalen Ramsey got Golden Tate's sister pregnant and then left her when she was pregnant.
Hold on. What?
Oh, there's a backstory.
What?
Oh, this is way better than I thought.
Hold on. Tell me the story from the top.
Shut up.
Jalen Ramsey was dating Golden Tate's sister, got her pregnant, and then left her when she got pregnant.
Was she old enough?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So this is, man, you got my sister knocked up, bitch?
Yeah, there's some real hate here. This isn't like you pushed me too hard on the
play. This is a real fight. Wish they would have shown it.
And what does 65 have anything to do with that whole custody drama?
Well, that's his boy.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean.
I like that guy. He's got some, he's got my back, right?
Yeah.
Look at these big linemen. Hey, look at all of these linemen. They're almost like joined together. Look at Patrick Reeder, Havenstein, and this guy. They're big.
They're used to working together.
And they are. And you know what? There ain't nobody going to screw with those three, four guys, right?
Nope.
I mean, Dan, you worked for the Bucks for years. And, I mean, it's like almost – they're different kind. These humans are so big. These linemen are so big. Like, it's almost like they're superhuman. You're like, I can't believe they can make persons that big.
That move that fast. You can believe the big part, but you can't believe the big part and that they're so quick and strong.
Yeah. Like, they're just straight hybrids, are they not?
Like, Sapp won Dancing with the Stars, and he's a big guy. But he can, he's so light on his feet.
Yeah,
he's such an incredible athlete.
He wasn't even, to his credit, he wasn't even a big – he was an undersized lineman. He was 6'1", 305, 310. He wasn't like the size of Sue. What's demonic? What's that guy?
Dominican.
Yeah, Dominican Sue and the McCoy guy like are 6'6", 340. And so Sapp usually – most linemen were bigger than Sapp, but he had so much leverage and quickness that he could use that to his advantage. But he wasn't a big-size guy, was he?
No, but he was very strong, very quick, very agile, and very smart. He really understands the art and the science of football.
They don't do it as much anymore, but it used to be like 10, 15, 20 years ago that a lot of teams would make their players take ballet for balance.
Now, who was the biggest guy physically that when you were a doctor for the Bucks that you ever saw? Like, was there any 6'7", 340 guys?
Well, I thought that the most incredible physical specimen was Simeon Rice. He was about 6'5". He was about 270 pounds and shredded.
How about, like, offensive linemen big though, like that, you know, like what? Like the Paul hits. Like the Paul Gruber 6'6".
Yeah, those guys are just massive. They're just big people. They're just big people. But it's
and
not.
So what was the biggest you ever, like, you know, the biggest? I think the biggest guy I ever saw in college on our team was like 6'7", 310.
Well, Kenyatta was
like
big.
That's not now. That's kind of norm now.
Right, Kenyatta Walker was one of the big ones.
How big was Kenyatta?
He's 6'6", at least I think 6'5", 6'6". Huge.
He's listed as 6'5".
Chidi was big. Wasn't Chidi pretty big?
He was pretty big. He had a big butt. You know, he wasn't
that
tall.
How about
Ty J? Ty J was a big guy.
He wasn't really that big, but he was mean.
Shredded, too.
Out of everybody in the locker room, I've asked a lot of people over the years, and Ty J was one of the most feared brothers in the locker room. Like, as far as if some stuff went down, like, Ty J, it's best to have Ty J on your back because he was a mean brother from Detroit.
Yeah, and then the other guy they had, what was his name, Lucas, or he ended up wrestling or fighting MMA for a while afterwards. God, I'm trying to remember his name. Is it
Marvin Jones?
Marvin Jones.
Marvin Jones.
Was that his name?
Yeah, he was big, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a big guy.
I think he was soft, though, I think like there was Sap and Ty J hard, and then there was like Chidi and Marcus hard.
Yeah, a little more sophisticated.
Yeah, like
Chidi was Ty really J smart.
Ty J and Sap are some brothers. Like, they would just, they're just old school brothers. They whip your ass. Whereas Marvin and Chidi were just big brothers. They were kind of soft, though.
Yeah, Chidi's parents were both like college professors.
Yeah.
So,
Ty J came from the meat. Ty J was just mean.
Yeah. Duck comes to the stake, 1,000 bits.
They got Tate on that release. He's got a lot of room to cover, and he gets hit hard on the perimeter by Jalen Ramsey.
So that's that Ramsey tackle on Tate?
Yeah, that kind of started it.
That was a big tackle.
That was a hell of a tackle. That was picture. That was like textbook, was it not?
They got Tate on that release. He's got a lot of room.
That's lifting the hips and planting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Shivering business here it says, 1,000 bits.
That's a personal foul on a quarterback.
By Jalen Ramsey.
You do that to a quarterback, you get flagged.
You're just going to not only tackle, but you defeated the block of Deion.
Look at that.
That's picture perfect.
And then
you plant a guy.
Yeah,
you do that to the quarterback, and they'll use that Aaron Rodgers if you plant the guy rule.
Yep.
Where if you, like with a quarterback, if when you tackle him, you're supposed to kind of position so that your body doesn't smash him. They do that now.
Well, luckily most QBs aren't leaving their feet like this.
True.
Drive through the player.
Bam! That's, you got my sister pregnant, bitch. Is that what that is?
No, it's the reverse. He's the one who left.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, the tackler is the one that left.
Oh,
I guess
tackler.
He said stuff after he tackled him.
The tackler is the one that left this guy's sister.
And I think he has two other kids with his
man.
With
Golden
that guy's
Tate
sister.
Looks like a real bitch here, right? Not only does
his
sister get
sister, now I banged him.
Yeah, I left your sister, and now I'm gonna do a picture perf tag. And we beat you guys, and you play for the Giants, which means you suck. Mike, I think you're 0-4 right now, aren't you?
Oh, they're terrible.
Same shoulder, drive through the player.
Don't bust me up with your Mike Jones.
Heads up tackle. That's what you're teaching.
I'd be calling Eli back immediately. Would you not?
They've got a big problems there. I don't know. I don't know if it's just Daniel Jones or not, but I think the whole organization is a little bit clueless right now.
What about Chicago? Like, I know that this hurts your soul. And you're still right. You know, that lightning euphoria will only take you so far, Seth. Eventually, you know, the rubber meets the road with regards to the Bears.
Right.
I don't think they're that bad. I just think they had a bad game. Danny Diaco, ladies and gentlemen, getting ready to get this pista. Bye, Daniel.
Indianapolis has the number one defense in the NFL. So,
right.
I mean, I'm sure not many people know that. I learned that yesterday.
Is it Chicago's play calling? Is it the coach? Is it the
they're
I know
not, I mean, they're just not that good. I mean, they Nick Foles could they I wouldn't be surprised if they beat the Bucs Thursday night. I mean, but I still don't think that they're that great of a team. I think that it's in their best interest to try and I mean be as bad as they possibly can and draft the quarterback and hit the reset button. I don't think Nick Foles is the guy.
Hold on, though. Do you think if indeed they have to draft a quarterback next draft, that has to be lights out for the GM Does it not?
Oh, I think GM's got it. The GM's got to go anyway. I mean, you're the guy that you hinged your whole franchise on is sitting on the bench.
Right.
So, I mean, once you bust on, well, you can't really. I don't know many GMs that survive busting on a top three quarterback and surviving that somehow.
So, like, and did they give the world? Did the Bears give a bunch four folds, or was he just pick up in free agency and gave him a ton of money?
They got it for a fourth round pick, but they blew their whole franchise when they thought that Trubisky was the guy, and then they traded a bunch of picks for Khalil Mack, and then they were like, all right, hey, we got our quarterback, we got our defense, and they didn't have their quarterback, and then they were out a couple years of draft picks. So, I mean, it sets your franchise back, and they're. That's why you have to trade for a guy like Nick Foles.
Did the Khalil Mack trade end up not being such a good trade? When he first came into the league, I think the Packers might have been one of his first couple games. He looked all world. Like he looked like he had five different gears from the average guy. Is that settled down?
Oh, he's great. No, he's excellent. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I mean, he's not. He can't make your whole entire team better.
He can't throw the ball.
No, he can't.
Who's our high profile running back?
David Montgomery.
Oh, he's pretty good, isn't he?
He's all right. Second year, Iowa State.
Do the Bucks go to Soldier Field for Thursday?
Yes.
Jay, how was the Bucks deal yesterday? I saw some pictures. A couple of the Lightning guys, Cooch and Vaz, stopped by to see you and Rob Elder and the boys.
It was amazing to be there in person and to actually feel in the fourth quarter when we were behind, we could actually win the game. I haven't felt that way in many, many years. It was awesome. Felt safe.
Killer. What Daddy Joe think?
He just wanted everyone to shut up so he could watch the game.
There's too many kids in
there
here.
There were too many kids behind them playing a little grab ass. It was too much for him.
Did he get full hot on the deal?
He didn't. He just sat there quietly. But
when Daddy Joe gets mad, does he? Now, were you, Steve, and Dan all there?
Yes.
Okay. So when Daddy Joe has got an issue, who does he come to first?
Steve.
Oh,
of course.
He does.
The Godfather.
He called Steven.
Straight to Steve. Steve works it all out.
Steve gets the intel, right?
Yep.
And then dispatch. I'm thinking Steve goes to you, then Steve goes to you and maybe at Rob Elder.
He usually would go to Dan first because it would be Dan making the issue.
You mean because Dan?
No, I'm just kidding. He would go to both of us strategically in time for us to defuse whatever issue was going on and let my dad enjoy the game. Like this time it was the dessert cart.
Hold on.
He gets himself all spun out of control over like the oddest things.
Daddy Joe doesn't like the dessert selections at the game.
Because he thinks that we're going to get charged for it. Meanwhile, we have like six kids in the box.
And he's like, that kid ate two sherbets. I swear to God, that's $39 and it's got wasted. Little bastard took two spoonfuls. Look at that.
And they were giving it away for free this time. So someone had to dispatch to Dad that it was free.
Daddy Joe, yes. I just want to let you know that the sherbet stuff is free.
It took him about 5 years to realize that there's a social and business aspect to having a box and that people come around the boxes to do business. And so, you know, Jeff knows a little bit of everybody. And so Cherigante is friends with the Gronk's manager, who also knows Vasilevsky and Cooch.
Right.
And so next thing you know, we think we're going to have the Stanley Cup in our box, but instead we had Cooch and Vass for 45 minutes or an hour chilling. It was awesome.
Him, hey, you two can do anything you want. Just don't eat any of the sherbet.
My dad finally realized they were there after about a half hour. He just thought there were people talking in the back. And so he came over to say hello. And he looked a little put off. Like, who are these guys again?
Your dad?
I had to remind him who they were.
Yeah, they just won the Stanley Cup. Oh,
No, okay. Once he knew who they were, he came over, paid mad respects.
Right.
He just thought it was like business going on in the back. And then he came over, paid mad respect to the guys. Jeff explained who my dad was, and it was all great. I mean, all the players come and pay respects to
Seth,
the old
if
man.
If we ever go to the box, let's bring our own bratwurst and be like, Joe, I'm bringing my own.
We had
buddy.
Some good sausage there.
Joe,
I had some great sausage
Joe,
and onions.
I got this one down at the concession stand before I got here. I wrote it up on the elevator, kiddo.
That's why you're afraid to go to the game in the box, isn't it, Bubba?
I get too hungry. Eat too many more sausages and Joe will clothesline me.
We give Dad the intel before Bubba goes there. He gets to do whatever he wants, and you will too.
Yeah, but I don't go there to eat.
No,
like, you know.
But I mean, you would feel so safe there, Seth. And Bubba.
Oh, no, it looked great.
I mean, there's nowhere I've felt safer, like Universal, that you walk in, they have these little squirt stations where you squirt stuff on your hands, and everything was touchless with, like, phones, and it was really awesome.
When the next, I think the next home game is the Packer game.
They could have fit three times the amount of fans in there without any issues whatsoever as to how you got in socially distant or how you stayed in the stadium. The third deck was completely empty.
Do you now? What do you think the next home game, which will be two and a half weeks from here? It's the Packers.
What did you say they had this one? 6,800 or something like that?
Yeah, call it 7,000.
They should do three times that amount. They could do easy
25,000.
They could do 20,000-25,000 easy. A third capacity, easy.
Yeah, it didn't look like there was any issues with people not being at least 6 foot apart, and they could. And there were complete sections where there was nobody, and you could have put, you know, a couple hundred people in there and still been socially distant.
But Trey noticed one guy who was all the way up in the third section by the light post sitting by himself, and I'm like, he is safe.
You know what? I don't think the upper section was open. He just scraggled up there.
But you could have gone down to row one. There was literally no one else in the entire section.
Was there any tailgating?
Very little. You know, but I mean, everyone was so excited to be at the game, they were willing to do anything.
If I drove to the station here and then drove my moped over, could I get up front parking?
There's a motorcycle parking lot, absolutely.
Or bike.
I think you could probably get in the bicycle, maybe.
Yeah, they're not going to tell.
What are you worried about? You don't want to go to a game.
You got to go, Bubba. You got to come. You have to come. I mean, at least Green Bay. Rogers, yeah, last game.
You're going to get back in time for the Green Bay game, Bubba. You got to go.
Don't you still have partial antibodies or something?
I'm not worried.
He's got small titers.
Well, you're not quite there.
Will you please assure Jay that it has nothing to do with the COVID deal? Like, I'm not afraid. I go with no mask, not wash my hands.
What's the deal?
It's just, you know.
There's people there.
I just like to be in my own little world.
But there's no fans, so you don't have to walk through the 60,000 people that you normally have to.
It's not about that. It's just about, man, when I got a really nice setup at my sister's place, my big screen, can, you know, wear my underwear.
There's three big screens all over the place. You can watch every other game.
In his underwear?
Sweatshorts and a sleeveless shirt.
But you know what, Blitz, as I'm trying to, you know, get our YouTube channel going and things like that. By the way, we're only 306 away from 37,000, so go to our YouTube channel now.
Oh, wow, being in the box, that's some good YouTube content.
Now, can I...
It is. Someone will always come in.
Are you allowed to, you know, like, be on YouTube there?
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't think you can film the game, but you can...
I won't film the game.
Whoever comes in the box, it's always very interesting. There's always someone coming in to say hello to Dan or Jeff or Rob or my father.
Can I sit by you, though?
Sure.
I want to sit by you,
we'll be quiet time. We'll get to watch the game.
I don't want to sit by Dan. He'll just wear me out.
He'll give you zingers. He'll try to Dan you.
did you agree with me that we got Danned out there?
I've been getting Danned out for 50 years.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps... It's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to KEEPS.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's KEEPS.com/POTUS. KEEPS.com/POTUS.